G'day. Welcome to the podcast of Stav, Abby and Matt, Monday, September 16, 2019.
We had a proposal and we also had a little bit of a twist as well.
The old twist.
Double proposal.
Yeah. We didn't even plan that one either. Usually that's like, oh my God, it's all planned. But even we were shocked.
We were. Sneaky little devil. And we also caught up with Corey Parker about the devastating loss of the Broncos.
Yeah. It wasn't great, was it?
Let's never talk about it again.
Nah, I think you can't do that. You can't just forget the past. You shouldn't dwell on it, but can't forget it.
He who forgets the past is doomed to... I can never remember how that saying goes.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
What is the saying?
He who forgets the past is doomed to repeat it.
So he's saying, like... Yeah.
It's like ignorance is bliss, whatever the heck that means.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not saying forget it. I don't want to forget it.
No.
Or your favourite.
What's that?
Don't be patronising.
Are you sure that's the word you mean?
So we'll do that. What else? 5 Seconds of Summer. Luke from 5 Seconds of Summer called in.
Yep. That's enough. Covers.
Yeah, well, look, you never know. Yeah. Righto, here we go. Podcast time.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Everybody
things you can say would say in bed.
19 past 6 on a Monday. That means we get naughty. What can you say in the bedroom and somewhere else? It is not filthy. It's just you that puts two and two together, you naughty thing.
School holidays are coming up. Maddie and I...
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, hang on. No, you're right. Are you changing topic?
Sorry. People go camping.
Yes,
we're
they
going
do.
Camping. We're going back up to Rivershore. So I thought, why can't you say... in the bedroom, and also while you're camping.
Yeah, okay, good. Yes. Good. I think, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Heaps, like, God, so soggy around here.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm pitching a tent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The neighbour pitched a bigger tent.
Damn it.
And yours is a bit wonky.
Oh, it's raining. The flaps are getting wet.
Oh, that happened to us last time, didn't it? You've got to put the flaps down.
How many men do you reckon you can fit in here?
Oh.
Says 10.
I reckon we go for 11.
See, the problem is
always over.
That's right.
Yeah, so I reckon they say 10, but you could only ever do like 4 comfortably.
Yeah. Well, you know what? 10 skinny ones is never as good as 4 big ones.
Yeah.
Sure. 4 big men in that tent.
So 13, 10, 60, what can you say in the bedroom and while you're camping? It's not really dirty.
Nah.
It's just your mind plays tricks.
Yeah. Yep.
Jared in Chambers Flat, what can you say in both scenarios?
Well, that was intense.
Brilliant. It's a classic.
Intense. Yeah. It's Steph's favourite.
It is.
Every time I go camping, he goes, well, was it? Was it intense? Yes, it was.
Are you making a intense pun as well, Jared?
I am.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he was doing.
No, I know, but I'm just double checking because not everyone is as punny as Stan.
No, but that's...
Yeah, no, if it's a weather event, you could say it was intense. Oh, hey, I'm just double checking. I like to ask the questions.
Hey, Kate. A really intense camp. Kate in Annerley.
Well, it's pissing rain, it will be smart ass.
That's the whole joke. Anyway, Kate in Annerley, what can you say in the bedroom and while you're camping?
Get your pole in the hole.
Oh, yes. Shove it in.
Such conviction to that one, too. I appreciate that.
Hey, Jesse.
Pole in the hole.
How are you?
Good. Camping in the bedroom, what can you say?
Got the sausages, where's the buns?
Yes.
Yeah, sausage sizzle at the campsite.
Very good.
You got to get the buns on the first day, otherwise they go mouldy.
Oh, yeah, that's true, isn't it? Yeah. Faith in Mackenzie, what can you say in the bedroom and why are you camping?
That's a lot of wood.
You've got to have a fire, though, don't you? Not on restriction.
Not at the moment.
Yeah, sorry.
G'day, Brett. What can you say in the bedroom and why are you camping, buddy?
Are you going to tarp that up?
You can never have too many tarps, I say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know when you need them.
You know what's bad? A hole in your tarp.
Yeah.
You know?
That can be dangerous.
Don't even realise it's
there. You put a tarp over the tent, don't you?
I tarp everything.
Yeah, he's a double...
Double tarper.
Double safety measures.
Yeah.
Jamie in Rothwell, what can you say while camping and also in the bedroom?
I'll stoke your fire tonight.
Stoke your fire tonight with my red hot poker.
Don't do the
dying. Red hot. If you come at me in the bedroom with a red hot poker, I'm probably going to say there's something wrong with that. You should probably go and get some penicillin.
Okay, I better make an appointment.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Can you make your hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
Okay, right now we got tickets up for grabs to see the Backstreet Boys. They are back, the DNA World Tour. It heads to Australia May 2020. Monday, the September 23, tickets go on sale, which I believe is not far away. So get strapped in if you want to buy them.
Yeah, next week. Liz in Redland Bay, what do you want to talk about first calls?
Oh, I need some inspiration for school lunches. Monday morning.
You're Anyhow. Over it? Well, you got one more week to go before school holidays. I've actually typed it in Instagram. Yeah. I use the hashtags.
Pinterest. Get on Pinterest.
Pinterest,
have a look
there. Because all the people that do good lunches, they post about it.
Just get them to Uber Eats.
I know. I'd be lost without Vegemite, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. See, I've got a pack. One's celiac and one's vegan. I'm ashamed. Oh, yeah, I know,
wow.
Right? And what's the thing is, all he eats is nuts, but you can't pack them.
Oh, yeah.
Or eggs, or, it's pretty complicated these days.
Or plastic.
Do they have a tuck shop at your school, Liz?
Yes, and that's my Friday go-to, I have to say.
Yeah. Monday you want to start, like, you know,
the healthy
lunch.
Yep, by the end of the week you don't care so much.
Are you sure Domino's delivers to schools?
I don't think they would be able to, would they?
All we know is that Rory's heavily Uber Eats.
She's got an Uber Eats account.
And all the kids are hanging out with her at lunch, so I'm waiting to see what turns up.
How do you reckon she gets good grades?
Hey, who was that woman that was on Desperate Housewives who fudged
Felicity
the
Huffman.
She got sentenced to jail on the weekend.
14 days.
Yeah. I know. What an intense bloody sentence. 2 weeks.
Well, people thought they should get more. People were hoping.
Yeah. No, that's what I thought. I thought two weeks
How much
jail.
Is she going to get every time to go... Don't I know you? I swear I know you from somewhere. And she's going, oh.
Hey, Tim from Doolan Deli, you're on the air, mate. What do you want to chat about?
Hey, guys, how you going? I just like to report a robbery because Brisbane Lions are robbed of a prelim with
that throw.
All I could think about was how Abby must be feeling after that. Oh,
I was headless. Look, the umpiring was disgusting. And I said that throughout
loud,
the whole game. Yeah,
verbally.
But then you look at the freeze and... He seemed to be even. But, yeah, I was disgusted by it, but I'm really proud of the Lions. We had a fantastic season.
Oh, boy, so well. And, look, 2020, they'll come back and they'll kill it for us, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I was annoyed about the umpiring, but I'm like, you know what? We gave too many goals at the start, you know? If we're going
to
win, we should.
To be fair, no one even tipped us to make the eight this year, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to next year, and I'm looking forward to Club Championship as well. I'm going to that in a couple of weeks.
Oh, nice. Hodgie. Announced his retirement.
He was always due to retire, but he didn't want to make it a big deal because he had his big retirement at the Hawks, I guess.
Yeah.
He had his big celebration and he wanted to make it about the boys and not about him, which is so beautiful. And he's going to stay on with the team and do
some coaching,
but he's really going to focus on his golf game.
Oh, okay.
You've made as much money as he has over the years.
He's been so good for the team over the last couple of years. He's been amazing.
All right, Emily and Shayla Park, it's first calls. Tom, what do you want to talk about today?
Hi. This one's more to Maddie. Maddie, I just wanted to say that, like, maybe a few months ago, your big, beautiful face was on a billboard in Shayla Park for Hit 105.
I'm sorry.
And I just wanted to say I miss it so much.
Oh, do you? That's...
I do. I drive past it. Well, I did drive past it every day. And then one day, you were gone.
Aww.
And I haven't given up hope that you will come back.
Sign of the future. Did you like the photo, though? Obviously, you did.
No, I did.
Yeah.
His beautiful smile.
Aww. You should send her a selfie so she's always got one.
I had to go through his photos and approve them because the boys didn't care. So I was like, I'll go through.
Oh, well done, Abby.
Yeah. But I was looking, I was like, was that the one I approved?
See, I wouldn't even know. Because what they do is they take like 5,000 photos and then they go flick through them all and pick the ones you like. I'm like, I could not care less. Yeah.
You don't like it when your left eye's a little bit shut
than
your right, though.
See, that's the thing. I used to complain about one of my eyes being squinty.
Yeah.
And so they sent me all the other photos, and I realised when I smile, I just have a squinty eye.
Did you notice that when you were gazing at Emma Dawnfully, Emily?
I did not. Okay. I did not. It's just a smile.
You're in my thoughts, Emily. I'll think of you every morning. Thanks very much for your call.
I'll remind you of her name tomorrow.
Yeah. Emily.
In Morrowfield, what do you want to talk about first calls?
What are you meant to do with a teenager when they get suspended for 3 days when you're full-time working?
Oh, can they clean the house? How old are they? Can they stay home by themselves?
Yeah, but it's...
Not a punishment, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not. And I'm like, well, what am I meant to do when the school hasn't given him work for 3 days?
Yeah.
I can't take him to work because of where I work. What are you meant to do? How are you meant to make it punishment?
Yeah, we had one day and our mum's friend made us do the grocery shopping. Yeah. Oh. We had to pay for it ourselves as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great, but he doesn't have a job. He's not quite old enough for that yet. So I'm like, where? Because I know when I got suspended, it was internal, so it was more like punishment because your friends are out having fun and you're in the office. But I'm like, what are you meant to do with a 13-year-old?
Do you want us to put him to work here?
Oh, that would be great. Please do.
Maddie's just looked at me like, we're not babysitting.
Well, we don't know. What did he do?
Well, yeah, sorry.
It was a first incident. It was a bit of a playground tuffle between him and his couple of mates. They were mucking around, and he's the unfortunate one that got caught.
Okay.
So, yeah, straight up first incident. I'm like, oh, what am I meant to do with you for the next 3 days?
Well, straight away you changed the Wi-Fi password, so he's got no internet access.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. For a limited time at Subaru, drive away in an Outback or Subaru XV with 2 years free scheduled servicing. T's and C's apply. See Subaru.com.au for details.
What's that sound?
Hit 105's $50,000 secret sound.
7 o'clock, that's your first guess at the $50,000 secret sound every single day. And it is Clue Day today, so let's check out with our player whether they would like to hear the clue pre.
Oh, you're giving the option.
Post. Well,
I didn't do that last week. You must like Shani from Logan. Morning. Morning.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, you're my favourite listener right now, Shani.
Thank you.
Would you like to know the next clue or not? Of course she's going to take it.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know the first clue?
It's 10.
That's right. So now, to double up, what is the next clue, Abby?
Your next clue is rip.
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 Hmm.
First clue is hands. Second one is rip.
All right. This is...
See, that's confusing now, hasn't it?
This... Yeah, I've totally lost my apron now.
This is the secret sound... for $50,000.
What's that sound?
Oh, oh my God.
Just like you guessed from before.
But that's totally not it.
We can let you go. Have no guess at all.
No, just ripping a lolly packet.
Ripping a lolly packet.
With your hands, obviously.
Yes.
For $50,000, it's not ripping a lolly packet. I'm sorry, Shani.
There we go.
Is it rip or is it like rest in peace?
Well, who knows? That's the reason it's a clue.
Digging a grave for a hamster.
Could be.
You've said too much.
If you think you know what the $50,000 secret sound is, 9 o'clock. We're taking another guess. There are the clues. Hand and rip.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Money over everything. Everything bad, looking like a bag of money.
We went on a little bit of road trip. We had fun. We're all sort of in the camper vans going, you know what? Today's a good day. Because today was payday for us.
Yes.
Well, on Friday.
The best rotate of payday, because we get paid on the 15th of the month, but because the 15th fell on the weekend, we always get paid the Friday before. So you think you're getting an advance, which is even better.
Yeah.
And you should budget for it, but it's a bit of an eye-opener when you go from getting paid like weekly if you're casual or fortnightly when you're casual, and then all of a sudden monthly. So it's hard when you get months because you go,
and
then the last week you're just like, whoa.
Where did that go?
But there was a bit of an issue because we get paid through ANZ Bank and an email came through late. It came through at 4:57, which is why I decided to screenshot it to you guys because I thought you might not be checking emails, saying they've notified us of a technical issue. This is from our payroll with their banking platform this afternoon. This has impacted a number of companies. Unfortunately, for SCA... our company, we're unable to process the monthly payroll at this moment. We're working closely with ANZ Bank and ensure that our pays are processed as soon as technical issues have been fixed.
You know what's really annoying about this?
Set in. Yeah.
And I'm going to have to have a chat with ANZ about it. I was going to put $10,000 on Greater Western Sydney to win and $10,000 on the Parramatta Eels to win. So
I've
got losses.
Well, yeah, ANZ have said that they will help out and credit any back any fees, but only fees. But then people said, well, that's fine, but are you going to go and honour the fee that I got with Commonwealth Bank?
Yeah.
Because you might have direct debits coming out. So I'm sure that they would.
So this is companies who bank through ANZ as well. So our company obviously is with ANZ.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So a lot of people do.
There were some devastated people in the camper van, like our producers, because Siobhan, our senior producer, was saying from when we left on Thursday, tomorrow's payday. So you had a pretty rough weekend. Come in here and tell us about your rough weekend, Siobhan, because I think how much money did she have in her account?
Oh, well, I've got $7.36 in mine.
Oh, you've still got surplus.
$7. Have you got $7?
I've got $100.
Have you?
I currently have $5. But I did a tiny bit of a sneaky on the weekend. I collected all the money for our Brisbane Lions tickets on Saturday night. I just overcharged everyone a tiny little bit. Just
a booking fee. That's fine.
Exactly. That was a booking fee. How just to kind of get me through the night.
$100.
No. I was like 20 each.
That's kinda a lot. And these are family members. Good for you.
So hang on. So you told your family how much the tickets were?
Yeah. I was like, look, the tickets were XYZ. And they were like, oh, yeah, no worries. I was like, finals tickets. And they're like, no worries.
How much? Tell me the number. How much did you charge them for a ticket?
$95.
And there were 70, yeah,
five. Yeah, there were 75. Perfect. It was just a little skim. It was just so fair, I could make dinner. I'm not the best budgeter.
Yeah. Well, obviously I'm not as well. I think Maddie's the only one with cash. And you know what? He's the only one that does a spreadsheet. So we should all learn from this.
We should all get on the Excel.
So you know how he's annoying throughout the whole month?
Yeah.
Now he's gone. Right. How much have you still got in there?
Oh, he's taking us all for breakfast. He's flush.
Well, no, because of my system, I'm fine. Because all my
system. But what about when you've got like loans coming out? Have you got enough for that?
Yeah. Because I budget and I'm actually in credit on all my bills. I pay ahead.
Oh, you're annoying today.
Yeah, I take money out of my savings account to make sure I got covered first.
I didn't. I just waited because I also am with ANZ.
Right.
Yeah. So I just thought they can credit themselves back the fees.
Yeah. No, I was completely fine. I mean, I need to get paid this month. Otherwise, the cards fall down.
I need to get paid like now.
I just checked before we started talking and it's still not in.
No, I need a GoFundMe page.
You need to be more stringent. You need to put systems in place so this is not going to end you. It's not. You need to.
We all had a much more fun month than you did.
The first jug of beer. Charge him for that.
I bought him one back.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, he did.
Now's the time to cash in on all our favours ever.
Know, right? But I want to know 13, 10, 60. Did you also go the weekend without getting paid? And how much have you got? And when do you have to go to?
Yeah.
Maybe you're not even with that bank and you're still like, ugh, times are tough.
They said 90,000 people did not get paid because of this. So are you one of those and was it a rough weekend? 13, 10, 60. We'd love to hear from you. Get on the phone right now. Do we have any prizes we can give them?
Yes, you get what you get.
2 minute noodles. We got 2 minute noodles for everyone.
Every caller gets a packet of 2 minute noodles.
And you get what you get shirt.
Migarine. Let's give them the good stuff. A packet of Migarine noodles.
What are Migarine?
I like the 2 minute.
You like them better, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you can choose 2 minute or Migarine. Up to you. 13, 10, 60.
But Maddie's got to buy them.
And post them.
I will. I'll shout you.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Money over everything. Everything looking like a bag of money.
Technical issues, they're saying, at ANZ Bank, and a lot of companies use that to get paid, and we got an email late on Friday night, which is when we were supposed to get paid, saying, hey guys, bit of an issue, but it's not going through. The stress set in for a lot of people, and I know we should be more responsible like you, Maddie, and you sent me the spreadsheet, and I even said on the weekend with my hubby, when we don't have any money in there, $7, that we're going to start using it.
I can set anyone up.
Can you resend it to me again?
I can.
I did lose it.
I can put anyone on my system and guarantee you that if you are strict about following it, this would never be an issue for you.
That's why he doesn't like the barefoot investor.
No, because he thinks he's stealing
his. But I did like mansplaining when he said it to me. I was like, that's amazing.
I tell you what, you pay me $50 a month and I'll get you on my. How much do you pay to be on Barefoot Investor?
I don't pay him. It's just a newsletter that goes around. Yeah. And then you buy his book, which is still on the bestseller. And now he's taking a year off to do charity work.
God love him.
I'll see. I wouldn't go that far.
And your newsletter is going to be way more full of expletives. Andrew in Rochdale, though, did you not get paid on Friday like a lot of people were expecting as well?
Well, Stab, I don't actually know. I know I get paid, but I've got a different system. I think this is just as genius as you, Maddie. I get paid into my high-interest savings account, and then I just pay myself each week. It's perfect.
So you get paid monthly, but you work it out so you get pay yourself weekly. That's a genius idea.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's my system too, bro.
That is so simple, but yet so amazing. It's better when Andrew says it.
Andrew, you're a genius.
I saw the look that Maddie... I haven't read the spreadsheet yet, Maddie.
That's it. So what you do, Andrew, I'm assuming, is you pick an amount every week and you pay yourself on the same day each week. And if you run out of money before that, you don't get any more money out. You just have to live with that, right?
Well, you know, there's a credit card as well involved, but, you know, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
He didn't like that. He didn't like that, Andrew.
You've got it. That's it. You go. I always say to Esther, I go, you can buy whatever we want, but when it runs out, it's not going in. No more money until Sunday. And Abby's tuned out.
No, I didn't. I just opened the spreadsheet that said Abby's budget. And once again, I still don't understand it. So you're going to have to go through it with me.
Hey, Liam, 90,000 people didn't get paid on Friday. You were one of them.
Yeah, man, and it was a real bummer because I had a bunch of boys coming from out of town. We were going to go out on Saturday night, so was able to pre-drink, but not able to go out with them, unfortunately.
Oh, and they all still went out.
Yeah, let's just say it's not the first time this has happened, so none of the guys were keen to shout me the night out, but...
Oh, you pushed the boat out too far with that. Yeah. Hey, guys, ANZ didn't pay me again.
Oh, boy, the crowd will. Do you know what's good, though, Liam? Us getting paid late means that it's a shorter month for us.
Yeah, yes.
So, I mean, I can't believe that none of the boys would shout you if they're coming in
for
that.
Well, you just said it's happened to you too many times.
Yeah, but you'll pay them back, right, Liam?
Right.
Do you want to go out with Liam on a night out?
No, not unless he's on the spreadsheet.
Hey, it's Liam's round. Shout. Where did he go?
He's done it again.
Chris in Sandstone Point.
Yeah, Bella.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing it tough, mate. You're going to make me run out of credit and break next week too, sitting on all day.
Sorry, Chris. Sorry. So you're saying you might not get paid till Tuesday or Wednesday at this stage?
Yeah, because it didn't get done until late Friday night.
Oh, no.
Right, so how much money's in your account, buddy?
Oh, nada, not a centa.
Oh, no. What are you going to do for a feed?
Oh, just a quick trip to Cashies, mate.
No, you don't get stuck into that.
Nah, just a loan.
Well, you could, I mean, tomorrow's Trading Tuesday at BP.
No, might hit up Bunnings, I think.
Hey, Chris, I'll spot you $10.
Oh,
legend.
Will that get you through?
Look at the planner. Look at the budgeter over there.
But just so you know, it's 25% interest. And no, I'm only joking, mate. Only joking.
That's me go-card right there.
Good on you, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I'm obsessed with sleep just because I've never got enough. So I always get obsessed with it.
Can you have enough? Isn't sleep like money? Like, it doesn't matter how much you get, you always want more.
Never be rich enough. Thin enough or enough sleep. Well, look, I get obsessed with my Fitbit, though, because it monitors how little sleep I have. And I always get up throughout the night. So, like, on average, I'll probably get around about 5.5 hours.
And that's broken, though,
sleep.
Too.
Yeah, broken. That's different. But people have this unrealistic expectation that you go to sleep and you stay.
Like, that's not.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. Everyone wakes. It's just if you wake up in the middle of the night and it takes you an hour or 2 hours to get back to sleep, then that's a norm.
Yeah.
Unnormal. Yeah. But everyone always like wants to go to bed and stay asleep the whole time. Doesn't happen.
I sometimes say to my wife when I go to bed on Sunday, if I go to sleep now and wake up in a week, I'll be happy.
Hibernate.
Yeah.
You know, like,
we're going to bed. Bears have got the right idea.
Yeah, they do.
They're all over it.
It's like 6 months.
But there is how much sleep you should need according to your age.
Oh, don't tell us this. It's going to be depressing.
I'm excited.
Thanks, Matthew.
I am the big Kev in this break. I want to know. Hit me.
Well, their sleep specialist has gone into it and said, look, you know, the 8-hour myth is just that because it does change for your age. And this is why we need to have a break for a lot of the young people. You know, we always go teenagers.
Yeah.
They sleep so much. Don't be hard on your teenage son. He needs more sleep than most. So when you are in your high teens and early 20s, then you'll need the most amount of sleep ever.
How
so
much
you time? Need from 7 to 9 hours. Right. So anything over 8, you really should be getting. So the 20s are your key to getting as much sleep as possible, which is also ironic because it's also your party years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, even now, Ethan doesn't go to bed before 2 a.m. on a weekend.
YouTube. Wow.
Yeah, well, and he plays video games with his mates in Melbourne and stuff.
And what time do you get up on a Sunday then?
Well, just whenever we're getting around the house. So he'll get up like 7
whatever
or 8
time
o'clock.
You bang on the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when the bacon smell wafts through his bedroom.
Well, they do say that technology is ruining our sleep because people are looking at screens and it's making them see, wait a minute, is it day?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you shouldn't do that. 30s, you should have 8 hours broken up as well throughout the night. So if you have like a nap and then wake up and then go back to sleep. So it doesn't matter if it's broken, but you should have about 8 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we're not getting that?
No.
Nah, not at all. They also say that the 30s is the time that you're the most stressed in your life. So typically it's a time when you've got work and family pressures and it all comes at once. Uh-huh. So you should probably have more sleep to try and heal yourself.
Then by the 40s you don't care anymore.
Have you given up? Is that what you say?
You're sleeping like a baby over here.
You want your category, do you?
No, I don't. What's my category?
Well, 40s.
Yeah.
Have you hit menopause yet?
Yes.
Okay.
That was a change.
I've changed for the better. I've really enjoyed you since you had your hot flushes.
Well, it is different for poor people that are going through menopause, though, because that's saying that you're staggering 26% of all women with severe symptoms have insomnia.
Oh.
So they're saying that you need to try and get extra sleep because you're just not sleeping well. Okay. Like the sleep quality is so affected, but doesn't help. You men, there's no issues with you guys. So you should be getting around about 6.5 to 7 hours.
Okay.
So you're achieving that.
Close.
Because your body doesn't repair itself after that.
I'll give you the good news coupled with the bad news.
Well, there's no good news in you.
So you're saying we start to sleep less because the body goes, well, run your way to death, so there's no point fixing anything. Why don't you enjoy the hours you've still got while you're still around? Don't sleep.
I can see the finish line. Let's not waste this with a nap.
No. And then it changes. In your 50s, you go back to the same as what you did in your 20s, and that's because it's broken with toilet nap, toilet breaks.
Yes.
The fact you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Men have problems with their prostate. That's why they get up and then.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's very positive. And then the women have menopause. So there you go. So you go back around. It's a life circle, isn't it?
It is. And then eventually someone's wiping your bum for you and then away you go. You're all done.
No breastfeeding, though.
It's a real shame, that, isn't it?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Here we go.
Yeah, loving their brand new single, Teeth. It's out right now, Luke, from 5 Seconds of Summer. G'day, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for talking to me.
It is a very, very good song.
It is a
and
great
I've
song.
Just checked out the film clip, which is very epic.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Glad you like it.
I know that it's called Teeth, and I know that you get so many fans sending you in this, so you probably don't realise that you were tagged in it. So I want to be able to share because I don't know if you've ever had to have, you've had to go under to get an operation. Yeah. But
have you had your wisdom teeth out?
No, I haven't. I'm still wise.
Yeah.
Still wise.
Me too,
still wise, still wise. Well, this girl's not. She's a big fan of yours, but she did have her wisdom teeth out and she can't remember any of this, but she posted a video of her getting her wisdom teeth out, driving home while she's heavily under something and she started hearing your song. This is a bit of it.
Okay. So she's got the gauze and
she's
everything.
She's got everything, and she can't remember
there.
A single thing about posting
it. Oh, my God.
It.
It's actually a pretty solid high note.
Actually, have you, because you guys have got millions and millions of followers, have any of you ever drunk posted before, woke up after a big party and gone, uh-oh, can't believe that's in my feed?
I don't think so. I don't remember. I feel like with our fans, even if you tried to delete it or like it'd already be too late. They already would have found it. So you kind of just got to roll with it with whatever you say.
What about texting? Do you, after you have a big night on the drink, do you always check your text messages the next day?
No, mine are pretty clean. I think I'm pretty good. Usually text my mum I love her or something.
No,
I don't know. Just I'm more just get like a bit homesick and need to, you know, chat to my brother. Maybe he's having a beer at home as well. You know, chat to my brothers.
You're a better person than me. I always wake up and I go, oh, why did I send that?
Yeah. And I always have to reply to her and go, are you drinking again?
Yeah.
Or I go back in my Facebook and I start going into wormhole. And you'd like a photo from a few years ago.
Yeah. It's always our ex-boyfriend. Oh, my God. Imagine if we had kids together, what they'd look like.
That question back right on you, didn't it, Abby?
Yeah.
Anyway, well done, Luke.
Getting dirt on you.
I'm out.
I'd like to congratulate you, Luke, because we have spoken to you a few times over the years and various other boys in the band, and to varying degrees, the accent does either slip or come and go, and your Aussie accent's still holding on strong, brother. Keep it up.
Hey, thank you very much. You know, I put on a little bit for you, you know.
I appreciate it.
Would you boys ever go to your high school reunion?
The problem with that is
you didn't graduate.
I think Ash is the only one. Yeah, I didn't fully graduate. I did half I did year 12 on the road, so it kind of would just be me.
Yeah, right.
Graduation.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
At the reunion, sorry.
I could just imagine them going, I think they're going to go. Surely they're going to come back.
Yeah. How did you go? Did you do really well, or did you do what, like a lot of kids do in year 12, and just sort of hand in whatever they have to?
I did pretty good. You know what? My mum tutored me, so I kind of had to do well because it was just her and me. So I was definitely best in class.
Did you have a crush on the teacher?
Definitely not.
Does that mean that your mum toured with you?
Yeah, for the first... Well, I was, you know, 15, so...
Yeah. They needed someone to buy the alcohol before the shows.
He's more responsible than we would ever be. This is the awkward part.
Hey, you apparently had a bit of a crack at Justin Bieber when he tried to fight Tom Cruise, and you said you were on Tom Cruise's side. Was that all just a bit of fun, or do you actually want to punch Justin Bieber?
No, I've got no animosity towards him. I think he's a good dude. You know what happened? We're in London and someone brought it up in like an interview or something.
Yeah.
Just had happened, he just had posted it. So it was like honestly shocking, and I thought it was a joke. But no troubles. But also, Tom Cruise does all his own stunts. I feel like he would be the one to win.
Thank
That's
you, me
what
too.
I was saying.
Yeah.
On paper, on paper, Tom Cruise has the win to me.
Hands down.
But I think they both got a chance.
See, I reckon Justin Bieber has that kind of
Oh, my God, this
ratty...
is deja vu. We've had all this fight. He's with Stav. Luke agrees with Stav.
I'm trying to convince him here. He's got that kind of ice addict look about him at the moment that he's not as polished for stage, and I just think he'd get nasty and a bit bitey.
Okay, that's... he looks all right, doesn't he?
Well done, Luke. He's like, I'm not going to go in with this. You guys pros.
Yeah. Do you live near each other? Because you live in LA, don't you?
Yeah, I don't really know him, though. I've seen him out a couple of times, like a couple of years ago, but I haven't really spoken to him, so I don't know. Maybe he's got a good right hook. Who knows?
Yeah, right. Are you guys on one of those tours yet? You know, the celebrity tours in LA where they come past and they say, oh, I swear to God, Luke from 5 Seconds of Summer was at his front door yesterday when we were here. If you're on yesterday's tour, you would have seen him. Do you guys know if they've added you to it yet?
No, they definitely... I don't think Five Stars will ever get added to one of those celebrity tours. There's no way. Can you imagine how bummed out they'd be on that tour? All right, here's Jennifer Aniston's house, here's Tom Cruise's house. They'd be so bummed. They'd be like, who's that?
Good save.
I'm like, that's the guy who wants to fight Justin Bieber. Well, buddy, look, we better let you go. You're a very, very busy man. Your latest single, Teeth, it's out now. It is a great song.
Brilliant.
We love it. We love it. We always sing along. We just do the... Yeah!
Thank you very much. That's you guys are very sweet. Thanks for the kind words.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Huh? I was a teenage girl, so I'll say that I did a lot of dumb things back then. Some of them I've grown out of. But there is a trend that's going around, and you're like, oh, come on, girls, this is not going to work. And it's with TikTok. If you don't know, that's like a video sharing platform.
It's like the new Vine. It's
huge. The new Vine. So people have been doing it, and this one was posted a few days ago, and it's just gone absolutely viral. And it's a new trend for plumping up your lips.
And TikTok is done to music, isn't it? Like all the videos you put out.
It can be.
It doesn't have to be.
You might think of Musical.ly.
Maybe some of the ones that go a little bit more viral. But look, fuller lips, a lot of the girls will want it. And they've come up with an idea of how to get it.
Uh-huh.
And that is, I kid you not, super gluing their top lip. So you put super glue on top of your lip.
And then flip it over,
and then you'll have plump lips.
Oh, no way.
A lot of the comments, because I've seen thousands of comments, have been from, you must be kidding, what are you girls doing? But a lot of them have been copying it. Yeah.
So you'd also get a little bit.
Sorry,
high
I'm trying to do
the,
it without talking. Yeah.
From the fumes, because you'd have the super glue right under your nose. You'd get a bit wafty.
What kind of super glue are they using? Because it sounds like it's good. No super glue I've ever bought has been that good.
Oh, no, it has. If you've super glue your hands together.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Everyone's done that, haven't you?
But there's not as much tension in that to be able to get it to stick out and not.
They use the same glue that the Extinction Rebellion used to glue themselves to roads.
Yeah, maybe.
It's all the rage.
But I've gone through a few of the trends over the years because I always go, oh, look at kids these days. They're just so stupid. But a lot of these trends have happened like way back. So I've gone through centuries and see if we can go through some of the.
Oh, centuries.
The ones, yeah, that you go, oh, really.
Okay.
So it starts back with, you remember, Queen Elizabeth I was the one that would do this, and that is you'd want to have a white face because it meant that you would never go outside because, you know, tanned these days is the way to go. Mm. But back then, you never wanted to work out in the fields.
So they used
to paint their face with lead, with white lead. The skin used to fall off.
Well, that's,
she used to just keep painting it.
Wow. That's a no-no.
Back in 1840, there was a company that was so excited that they had produced a bright green colour, and all the dresses were made out of it. Mm. The problem is that it had arsenic in it. So slowly
I'm starting to see a trend here. Hey, we've made this great product. What highly poisonous material can we put in it?
They stopped making dresses out of it and later turned it into men's business shirts.
I don't know if men have had the same over the years, have they?
Well, I don't think
none of the trends are that dangerous.
Yeah. Mainly, I mean, drinking and smoking was probably mainly men back in the day.
I know, but it wasn't as interesting because that's just every era.
High heels were invented for men originally.
Yes, they were. One of the kings
stirrups.
Liked to have it.
Oh, and so they could fit in the
in
stirrups
the
when they were horses. Yeah. Riding,
Corsets are the ones. Where,
they're deadly.
Yeah, they are deadly, but they were the 1890s. And many women, when they used to do it, they used to break their ribs when you'd have like a maid pulling it. So they'd break their ribs to make it go. But the thing is, they come back. The Kardashians brought those back.
Mavis, break out the TikTok. I'm about to crack three of my ribs to go to the party.
Ew. There is a lot of people that used to have, you know, Mad Hatter, you know, that goes on. The reason that came about, you know this one?
I do know this one.
Of course he knows. All He's the historian of the show.
That's because the milliners worked with mercury, which drove them crazy.
Yeah, so they had mercury in it, and slowly they would go mad, like absolutely crazy. So that's why the phrase Mad as a Hatter. Yeah. Originated. It is good that Kylie Jenner has made it into the list.
Oh, yes.
Remember Kylie Jenner had a big craze back in 2015?
Vampire stuff?
What do you reckon it was? Come on, Maddie. You would have been into it.
Basketballers?
No, she's still doing that one. No, it involved a cup.
The female
challenge.
Oh yeah, that one. Yep.
So you would use a cup, and they would use a suction to make big lips. Unfortunately, one reality star went so far that their lips burst.
Oh,
like absolutely burst.
Well,
so
they're essentially
over-plumped.
That's like when you put like a vacuum cleaner over your lips and it. They suck through, but that's dangerous.
It is so crazy, isn't it? What people do in their eyes of what they think is beautiful. So don't super glue your lips. The last one is a warning for a lot of people as well, a lot of guys. Skinny jeans.
No good?
Apparently there has been people that have to be cut out of skinny jeans.
No.
And yeah, remember the girl that passed out? She was moving house and she was wearing black jeans.
Yeah.
It's here in Queensland. And she passed out, had to be rushed to hospital because her jeans had cut off her circulation.
I wonder if in like 100 years from now there will be a radio show on Mars who'll be talking about silly girls back in 2019 who used to get these little spiky rollers and rub them all over their faces.
Probably.
Remember those? Because you and my wife could be in this segment in 100 years from now.
People, you won't believe this, guys, but people used to burn essential oils in their home for all kinds of maladies and remedies.
doTERRA oils. It really can solve a lot.
You know that roller, actually, that you bought, Esther?
Yeah, if anyone's... It's supposed to help, like, wrinkles and stuff like that.
The dermaroller.
I
got advertised it on the weekend. Mm. Apparently, it also stimulates beard growth.
Yeah, hair growth. I've got one for my head and I've got one for my skin.
How's your
beard
coming along?
I don't like to mix them. Oh, I think it's going really well. Better than Maddie's. What do you reckon?
Yeah. You shaped it well. You must have a good barber.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Tomorrow we're going to play Alpha Bucks, September 17, 8 o'clock, 10 grand's on the line.
Certainly is. And your letter to help you get a head start in said Alpha Bucks is T for terrific job filling there, Stav, while you look for the letter.
Fun Run Batman. Dress as your own superhero and join in the fun this Saturday. Register at dcbatman.com.au.
Staff, Abby and Matt's
$10,000 Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. Rightio, $10,000 every time we play Alpha Bucks is on the line. We give away the answers in the lead up to the game. So make sure you are listening all morning to make it easier to win the money.
Playing this morning is Blair in Burpengary. Blair, what would you spend the money on?
I'd definitely take my beautiful girlfriend to Hawaii.
Oh.
Propose. Yeah, that's what it sounded like, didn't it? It did sound like a proposal story. And next question. Okay, so $50 for each correct answer. So fast if you can't think quickly. You get all 10 right, that's when you get the big cash. But each answer needs to start with the letter that Stav's about to give you.
Okay.
All right, Blair, your letter for today is B for Blair.
Yeah, righto.
You're all right. And your time will start when I finish the first question, which is, name a Brisbane suburb.
Bald Hills.
Name a movie.
Pass.
Name something you can wear.
Board shorts.
Name an ice cream flavour.
Boysenberry.
Name a European country.
Pass.
Name an occupation.
Builder.
Name an Australian politician.
Bill Shorten.
Name a car brand.
BMW.
Oh,
but you got $250, Blair. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. $250. The other one you passed on, a European country, you could have had Belgium. And for a movie, you could have Beauty and the Beast, Bad Mums. But you got $250.
Oh, awesome. Thanks heaps, guys. Appreciate
no worries.
It.
Still enough to propose, Blair.
No worries, Matty. Cheers, mate.
Cheers,
thanks,
mate.
For that one. Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Yesterday, with the rugby league, the Broncos, hand on heart, I believed.
You did believe. You did.
I also believed that the Lions were going to win on the weekend as well.
You did.
And I apologise for maybe vocalising that too much.
There's the Lions game was amazing.
How's your
and
faith?
They were so close. It was only a couple of points.
So, like, two things that you believed in that didn't happen. You still
my faith is still fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let this rock you, you know? Stay
so you're
stay
not
steadfast.
Rocked by the Broncos?
Oh, no, look. You know, I will still support them. I'm not turning
course,
my back on
them. Of course.
I'm not. I'm just upset.
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
The next message from your wife was, I really think Maddie's going to cry. And I wrote back saying, that's all right, I did it after the Lions game while eating food. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, I cried whilst I flipped steaks on the Weber outside.
Sure.
But yesterday it all started so well. I was like, it actually is going to be good. Rabs built it up at the start with the big package talking about the players.
Kane Haas and David Fifita.
He was crowded by defenders and somehow he's managed to get there.
The scariest thing? They're only 19. Just six when Lockie steered Brisbane to their last title.
I was getting goosebumps. Mm-hmm. I was all fired up. Then Andrew Johns says this.
Surely they can't get smashed today. You can't get smashed on a day like this.
Why can't you on a day like this? What was so special about the day? What was the day? Was it just Sunday?
The atmosphere. He was talking the atmosphere, finals football. You're right. You can't get smashed.
It's the biggest margin ever in finals. It's the biggest margin ever against Brisbane. Wow. What a day.
Hey, records.
You're just trying to relive it for everyone?
I'm just taking it there. Get the flesh wound out there and talk to Corey Parker right now, our Fox Sports commentator and the Women's Rugby League of the Broncos coach. Buddy, have you heard from any of the boys since yesterday?
Morning, guys. No, I haven't, surprisingly. And you probably don't expect to after a result like that. Very disappointing, wasn't it, to say the least. And Matty, I feel for you. There's plenty of Bronco supporters that would have been feeling very much the same way. So it was a bit of pill to swallow. Mm. And it's a long time between drinks now, the end of the season and the start of 2020. So plenty to digest.
Darius Boyd has come out and said, look, you know, we need to be careful about the mental health of players, which I totally understand. But it's funny, you know, when you see that score and you get so upset and you get so annoyed and then he comes out with those comments, you're like, okay, as fans, are we not allowed to be passionate about it? And he's called on media not to go hard on them and also on social media. But is there that fine line where you're like, there's mental health in a lot of different industries as well and there are so many supporters that are passionate?
Yeah, you're spot on. I think, you know, the reason the Broncos have over 30,000 supporter bases because of that word you just mentioned, was passion. And they ride the highs, they ride the lows, and you know, at times they feel the need that they can express their opinion. Now, I'm not an advocate for, you know, the opinions that are personal attacks and,
of course,
yeah. that have an effect that way, but I'm all for, you know, to hear from the fans and what they think and expect, because essentially they're the guys that pay the bills. They're the guys that turn up, as I mentioned, week in, week out, and they're the loyal supporters. So, from a player's point of view, or an ex-player's point of view, it's just very, very disappointing. 58-0, that's just unacceptable, isn't it? There's some... from first hand, I know the club's going in the right direction, and it's hard to see at times, particularly with, you know, the spotlight that's on such an iconic club like the Broncos. But after a performance like that, it's a long time before they get to play again. So it's going to stew on a lot of people.
Well, it would be embarrassing in a club in just a normal round match, but at finals time, when it should be the best eight players in the competition playing against each other, to have such an absolute blowout of a score is kind of just dumbfounding, right?
Yeah, you're spot on. It's a semi-final. It was a desperate semi-final. The guys had done a terrific job through the middle part of that season to get themselves back into the fight and to go into the finals. Now, that's not to say they're going to go and win a competition, but to go down 58-0 is quite simply, it is embarrassing. I'm not immune to it. I've been behind the score lines that have been embarrassing when you've got a Bronco jersey on, so I know what it feels like.
Mm. But in a
semi-final was really disappointing.
Do you reckon now there's going to be changes? Do you reckon we're going to see over the next, between now and next season, that they will be, you know, a few heads are going to roll?
Well, the dust has got to settle first. It's an absolute cyclone at the moment. Everyone's lining up on the Broncos, and that's part of the success. And as I mentioned before, the iconic club it is. It's got so many fans, so many expectations, and no one knows that more than the people involved. 2020 is a new year, and I would imagine that generally every year there's some new faces and new ideas and etc. But the club is going in the right direction. They got the right people in the right places at the minute in terms of the hierarchy. So we'll wait and see.
Well, congratulations on the Women's League as well, Corey.
They did great.
Yeah. For all the Broncos fans, the 30,000 I mentioned, the members that we have, the NRLW kicked off, and our girls got away to a 14-4 win, which was terrific. So
they can do a culture training session.
Just swap them, Murray. Put the girls out there instead. They're smashing it. Buddy, well, we appreciate it. We're going to watch those women team just come home for the rest of the season. I reckon the girls can do it for the Bronx. And we'll check you out as well on Fox Sports commentating. Buddy, nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking the call this morning.
No worries, guys. See you later.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Xenox Diamonds. Where beautiful engagement rings are crafted with an unforgettable experience. Stav, Abby and Matt's Out of This World proposal.
Yeah, story to end all proposal stories. Moving forward, go back to basics. Just chuck the ring to them and go, how's about it? Because you can't top this one.
No. Yeah, there was a diamond ring, a $20,000 Xenox diamond ring that was attached to a rocket. It did go to outer space. We were very impressed. We screamed. The parachute didn't go off, the second parachute. And that was a bit of an issue.
Yeah, this was the launch moment from Friday's show.
3, 2, 1, launch.
We've pressed the button.
Oh, ignition, ignition. I can see it. It's fizzling.
Fire.
It's fire. Okay. It's gone.
Can I say I'm still very happy that it was this stunt that the parachute didn't open, not when you threw me out of a plane with $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one didn't go to plan for us either, did it?
No, it didn't. But the thing is, we found the ring, and I was wearing the ring all the way back, but not on the ring finger because I didn't want to do bad luck or anything. Yeah. And it's a beautiful ring. But we had three flags, and wherever the ring land closest to, then that is the couple that gets engaged. So we've got them in the studio with us right now.
Now, how's everyone feeling this morning?
Yeah, excellent.
Nervous.
Christian's the only one. So, Christian and Ella, you've been together for 4 years. You've just had a little baby girl.
Yeah, that's correct. It was a bit of a rough night last night. But, yeah, no, it's
Yeah, recommend it to anyone.
recommend it to anyone. Alicia and Alyssa, you've been together for 2 years.
Yes, we have.
And this is something that you guys really want to do but just didn't have the funds for it?
Exactly right, yeah.
You seem very nervous this morning. Your face.
Don't talk to me.
You look like you're going to vomit, if I'm honest.
And my man Dallas, who was on board right from the get-go, really, you were the first person to call up and book a spot on this rocket. How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, mate, I'm nervous, but let's do this. I want to propose to my missus, and the fact that it went on a rocket all the way to space is just out of this world.
Literally.
Literally.
Okay, so the video will go online after the show this morning, but now it's time to do the final thing and work out who is going to get engaged.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, we don't know.
No.
We know that there was 3 flags and it was close to the blue flag, but we don't know whose name was attached to that. So Nick, our promotions manager, has an envelope. Oh, no, now I'm nervous. No. You do feel like Osher, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nick had the clicky wheelie thing that you walk along with going every metre, so.
Okay, are you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, here we go. The couple that are going to get the $20,000 diamond ring is Ella and Christian! Oh,
Diamonds is here with the ring right now. So no time like the present. I really hope you wrote something down, champion.
I've got to work out which knee.
The good one.
Just choose one.
All right, Ella. It's been a wonderful 4 years. Will you marry me?
Yes. I think you're supposed to put it on my finger.
Okay, here we go. All
right. Did he just hand it to you?
Yeah, but he just handed it.
Almost perfect fit.
I know you're under pressure, but is there anything else? This is the only moment you get to propose. Is there anything else in your mind that you want to say?
No, I think we're going to have a lot of words after this, I'd say. But no, let's start our life together.
My pregnancy hormones are making me cry anyway.
The most unromantic speeches make you cry. I love it.
Congratulations, guys. Well done. New parents. Newly engaged as well.
Oh, she'll have your name now. She'll have your name, which is what you wanted.
Yes, I finally get to have his name. So lucky that our baby won't get confused.
And do you think people will still call you the girl downstairs? Or?
Oh, his dad still refers to me as that, so probably.
Yeah, right.
That's because our flatmates and you live downstairs. I just wanted to keep saying that. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Now, for our other couples, we know that there is disappointment because you both wanted to get engaged as well today. So, Carl from Xenox Diamonds is one of the most wonderful people you will meet. So, he has given you $2,500 each to put towards an engagement ring for you to go in, see him. He will hook you up with whatever you need so you still can get engaged.
That's amazing. Thank you. That probably would have been really nice to know like a couple of days ago.
G-Man. Wait. Oh, he's got a ring.
Will you marry me?
Just chuck a mic in there. Don't worry about the headphones. Get a mic in there.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry, guys. Had to do it.
You're so crazy.
Wait, what were you going to do with that ring if you got two?
Well, I haven't really thought that far ahead. I just know I needed a backup ring just in case.
Hey, Alicia, anything you want to say?
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Well, I guess Dallas and Amy, if you've already got an engagement ring, do you need
they can use it for their wedding bands.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I'm just checking. Congratulations, everybody. You're all wonderful couples, and we hope you have an amazing future together, all of you. Great to meet you all. Thanks for coming in. Proposal. Big shout out to Xenox Diamonds. What an amazing place it is. Thank you to Carl, where beautiful engagement rings are crafted with an unforgettable experience.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Xenox Diamonds, where beautiful engagement rings are crafted with an unforgettable experience. Stab Abby and Matt's out of this world proposal.
The idea was to create the greatest proposal story of all time, because it's a fight these days to be like, how did he do it? How did she do it? And the idea was to have the greatest story that can never be topped.
We wanted to put a diamond ring, a $20,000 Zenots diamond ring, on a rocket, goes to outer space, it lands, and then a happy couple get proposed.
So our three couples are in the building at the moment.
Yep.
We'll get them in just a second, because the rocket went up, and then it came back down not quite as planned.
There was an issue with it going down.
Yeah, that it should have.
So whatever tax the ring is in at the moment is how you're going to receive said ring. And we apologise for that. If you weren't listening to the show on Friday, we're going to give you a recap because the morning didn't get off to the greatest start.
No.
This is how we went on launch day of our Out of This World proposal.
Hi, this is Stav, Abby and Matt's brand new producer, Aaron. Second day on the job. The guys are on their way at the moment out to the rocket launch site for our Out of This World proposal. Having some trouble locating them. We don't know what's going on. I'm going to try and locate them. Hit 105.
It is 5:53 and we're meant to be on air. The directions we were given were turn down this street and it'll be the first driveway on your right.
So we went down every driveway so far.
And we don't know where we are. We're lost. In the middle of nowhere with no phone reception and no map.
Stav, Abby and Matt's Out of This World proposal.
To infinity and beyond.
Yeah, our motto, you get the directions you get and you don't get upset.
I was a little upset.
We're only half an hour late. Today we launch a $20,000 diamond ring into outer space.
Nick, our amazing promotions manager.
We were told that these were your directions.
All right. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
I said,
yes.
You want to take the first gate for Funny Farm, not the first gate.
But you didn't tell us how many Ks up the road it was.
Yes. It's not Blamey Farm, it's Funny Farm. We're having fun, we got the rocket.
In hindsight, we realised they were pretty vague, and we should have done our research, Nick, but we didn't.
It's a country, everything's vague.
So we are here at Funny Farm, which is Roger's farm.
Have the cops ever turned up when rockets have just been hoiking up in air and gone, what is happening?
They've turned up a few times and asked what's happening around here, yeah.
That sounded
but
so
that's
dodgy.
Nothing to do with the rockets. What do you mean?
The cops came for the rockets, didn't they? Nothing else?
Just for the rockets.
Yeah. Got the nerves that I'm sure NASA feels before a rocket launch.
You were going to say we've got the nerds here that built the rocket.
Yes, that's Blake. Blake's over there. I think you'd be proud to be a rocket nerd.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
There's a $20,000 Zenox diamond ring on the line. Is there a chance on Friday the 13th it's going to get lost?
As you said, you guys couldn't start the van. You got lost. There's always a chance, but not for us. We'll be right.
One ring to rule them all.
Inside that rocket is, of course, a $20,000 diamond ring from Zenox Diamonds, and it's going to fly up into space. And where it comes down, we don't know. We've got the flags out there. Each flag represents one of the couples. Their pictures are on the flags. Whoever gets closest to the rocket landing wins the $20,000 diamond ring and proposes.
So first up, we've got Dallas and Amy.
Good morning, Stav, Abby and Matt. I can't wait for Amy to get that.
Next, we have Ella and Christian.
How are you going?
We're good. How's Bubs going?
Baby's healthy.
Got Ashley and Alicia.
Morning.
Are you ready to get engaged? I got a good feeling.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're the man for the job.
Yeah.
He's never heard that before, ever.
Never, ever. Are we ready?
Oh, I don't know if I am.
The rocket is set to the launch pad. Let's cross to Lisa now, our launch computer.
Hello, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I will be reporting GPS downlink information in real time during the flight.
Thank you.
LCO, we go. Please proceed with the launch. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, launch.
We press the button.
Oh, ignition, it's, ignition. I can see it. It's fizzling.
There's fire.
It's fire, fire, fire. Okay. It's gone.
1,500 feet. 5,000 feet.
Holy crapples, everybody!
What were you guys expecting?
I don't know. I don't know that. Not that. Wait,
12,000 feet.
She's going to space, everybody! I'm not sure it's coming back. Wow!
Unfortunately, that flight did not quite go as planned.
The parachute didn't come out, the last one.
Apparently, it hit the ground at 72 kilometres an hour. So that was it on impact. So let's go find it and see if it is still intact.
Saying 500 metres straight ahead of us.
Oh, I shouldn't have wore pluggers.
Snake!
Where? Oh, Jesus. Oh, don't do that.
Oh, oh.
Oh.
I think we got
you fell. Oh,
shit. We're clearing.
All right, here we go. The moment of truth. Is the ring inside and intact? Yeah! So we found the ring. As you can see, it's safely on Abby's finger. Now we measure, where did it land? What flag is it closest to? And that couple gets engaged.
Great success.
Success. Yeah.
We've got the ring. It survived. We've got our three couples in here. There
they
will
survived.
Be. Oh, are they? They're all in here, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all here.
Broke
yep.
up. Yeah, yep. Sick. Righto, we'll do the proposal next. Stand by.
Stav, Abby, and Matt
on Hit 105.
Stav, Abby, and Matt's out of this world proposal.
Yeah, story to end all proposal stories. Moving forward, go back to basics. Just chuck the ring to them and go, how's about it? Because you can't top this one.
No. Yeah, there was a diamond ring, a $20,000 Xenox diamond ring that was attached to a rocket. It did go to outer space. We were very impressed. We screamed. The parachute didn't go off, the second parachute. And that was a bit of an issue.
Yeah, this was the launch moment from Friday's show.
3, 2, 1, launch.
We've pressed the button.
Oh, ignition. It's, ignition. I can see it. It's fizzling.
Fire.
It's fire. 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 Okay. It's gone.
Can I say I'm still very happy that it was this stunt that the parachute didn't open, not when you threw me out of a plane with $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one didn't go to plan for us either, did it?
No, it didn't. But the thing is, we found the ring and I was wearing the ring all the way back, but not on the ring finger because I didn't want to do bad luck or anything. Yeah. And it's a beautiful ring. But we had three flags and wherever the ring landed closest to, then that is the couple that gets engaged. So we've got them in the studio with us right now.
Now, how's everyone feeling this morning?
Yeah, excellent.
Nervous.
Christian's the only one. So, Christian and Ella, you've been together for 4 years. You've just had a little baby girl.
Yeah, that's correct. It was a bit of a rough night last night. But, recommend it to anyone.
recommend to anyone. Alicia and Alyssa, you've been together for 2 years.
Yes, we have.
And this is something that you guys really want to do but just didn't have the funds for it?
Exactly right, yeah.
You seem very nervous this morning. Your face.
Don't talk to me.
You look like you're going to vomit, if I'm honest.
And my man Dallas, who was on board right from the get-go, really. You were the first person to call up and book a spot on this rocket. How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, mate, I'm nervous, but let's do this. I want to propose to my missus, and the fact that it went on a rocket all the way to space is just out of this world.
Literally.
Literally.
Okay, so the video will go online after the show this morning, but now it's time to do the final thing and work out who is going to get engaged.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, we don't know.
No.
We know that there was three flags and it was close to the blue flag, but we don't know whose name was attached to that. So Nick, our promotions manager, has an envelope. Oh, no, now I'm nervous. No. You do feel like Osha, don't you?
Yeah. Nick had the clicky wheelie thing that you walk along with going every meter, so.
Okay, are you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, here we go. The couple that are going to get the $20,000 diamond ring is Ella and Christian!
Diamonds is here with the ring right now. So no time like the present. I really hope you wrote something down, champion.
I've got to work out which knee.
The good one.
Just and choose one.
All right, Ella. It's been a wonderful 4 years. Will you marry me?
Yes. I think you're supposed to put it on my finger.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Did he just hand it to you?
Yeah, he just handed it.
Almost perfect fit.
I know you're under pressure, but is there anything else? This is the only moment you get to propose. Is there anything else in your mind that you want to say?
No, I think we're going to have a lot of words after this, I'd say. But no, let's start our life together.
my pregnancy hormones are making me cry anyway.
The most unromantic speeches make you cry. I love it. Congratulations, guys. Well done. New parents. Newly engaged as well.
Oh, she'll have your name now. She'll have your name, which is what you wanted.
Yes, I finally get to have his name. So lucky that our baby won't get confused.
And do you think people will still call you the girl downstairs? Or?
Oh, his dad still refers to me as that, so probably.
Yeah, right.
That's because our flatmates and you live downstairs. I just wanted to keep saying that. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Now, for our other couples, we know that there is disappointment because you both wanted to get engaged as well today. So, Carl from Xenox Diamonds is one of the most wonderful people you will meet. So, he has given you $2,500 each to put towards an engagement ring for you to go in, see him. He will hook you up with whatever you need so you still can get engaged.
That's amazing. Thank you. That probably would have been really nice to know like a couple of days ago.
G-Man.
Hey, Amy.
Wait. Amy,
will you marry me?
Just chuck a mic in there. Don't worry about the headphones. Get a mic in there.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry, guys. Had to do it.
You're so crazy.
Wait, what were you going to do with that ring if you got two?
Well, I hadn't really thought that far ahead. I just know I needed a backup ring just in case.
Hey, Alicia, anything you want to say?
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Well, I guess Dallas and Amy, if you've already got an engagement ring, do you need that?
They can use it for their wedding bands.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. I'm just checking. Congratulations, everybody. You are all wonderful couples, and we hope you have an amazing future together, all of you. Great to meet you all. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Well, proposal, big shout out to Xenox Diamonds. What an amazing place it is. Thank you to Carl, where beautiful engagement rings are crafted with an unforgettable experience.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Now, we all remember a few weeks ago for Father's Day when Maddie and I penned letters to our fathers who have passed away, which was quite emotional.
Very emotional.
Yes. Open to the heart.
It did.
And your thoughts.
And it was really interesting because I have a cousin who lives in Scotland who was on my dad's side, his sister's son. And when we moved over to Australia, because he didn't have anywhere else to live, he moved in with her. So my cousin, who is about my age, actually grew up with my dad for quite a considerable amount of time, about 7 or 8 years. So he got to know him quite a bit. And he talks to me on Facebook Messenger. Generally, it's around 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning here, and he is rose drunk in Scotland, and he gets quite deep and personal, and we normally end up crying.
Yeah.
So he, on the Sunday, which he didn't know, A, he didn't know it was Father's Day, and B, he didn't know that I'd written the letter. It was just one of his normal, I'm up drinking, I'm going to chat to my cousin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was already pretty raw at that stage, but he, because my father lived with him, he's got a lot of my father's belongings, but his mother passed away about 2 or 3 years ago, and he can't bring himself to go through all the stuff yet, so I know that he's got a collection of my dad's stuff, and I have nothing of my dad.
It's just so hard because he's doing it slowly, though.
I know.
You're like, just send the box.
I know, but he sent me the first piece. He said, I've got a wallet. I've got your dad's old wallet that he used to carry around everywhere with him, and he sent it over. It came on Friday while we were at Goodnawindi, and it's got...
how much cash in it?
No cash. That was not how my dad rolls.
Scottish tartan.
It's got... Yes, it's got photos. Now, I remember, Abs, I told you that he ran away and joined the circus.
Well, you didn't know, remember?
Yeah.
Your mum came on and said, look, he went away in the circus, and you never remembered it. And your mum said that he was a fire breather. Oh, he's a fire breather!
That's him dressed as a clown breathing
fire. He's a clown breathing fire.
So that can be confirmed that actually happened.
Did you remember any of that?
None of this. I don't remember writing these letters.
Because you were shocked when your mum said that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He kept a photo of Sharon and I in
your
there mom, as well.
Your dad was a clown.
Yeah, he was an idiot.
No, that's amazing.
I've lost
can
the...
Can I please... Oh, I want to see the photo of you and your sister.
There you go.
That was in his wallet. It was a Polaroid.
Oh, wow. Is that your mum as well?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Old school. Look at the back.
How do you feel when he
Did they write the date on it?
Yeah,
yeah, I love that photo.
1983, yeah. September. Tory Glen.
It's good when you get a little caption as well, like the party of such and such.
So is that... How does that make you feel when he's carrying it all around with him?
Yeah, well, good, really. I mean, sad, but good. I mean, he carried this around for his entire life.
Yeah, yeah. With his favourite belongings. And
yeah, all. And so I've got one letter that I wrote. Do you want me to read it? Or are you gonna...
So this is a letter you wrote to him as a kid.
Yeah.
And he kept in his wallet.
Yeah. It says, Dear Dad, I was in the Cubs, by the way.
Did not know that.
No, well, there you go. On the weekend, I went camping with Cubs. It was good. We had damp weather. I have got a pal called Alan and one called Stephen. Don't remember them. When are you coming back? I hope you are okay. I've been having a good time in Drakehorn. We're moving to Golston soon. Love, Stuart. P.S. Does your throat hurt from fire eating?
So you did write in that letter.
Yeah.
How old have you been then in Cubs?
7.
Yeah, right. And you moved here when you were...
8.
Oh, so this is before you moved?
Yeah, because we sort of lost him after we moved out here.
Ah,
so you're still in Scotland at the time.
Yeah, that's why the weather was damp.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, we thought it was damper.
That's quite amazing that you've got all that stuff.
Yeah, and more to come, hopefully.
Wow.
He's going to send it a little by little over the years.
Every time I'm feeling good about myself, I'll get another
mail. Really, you don't know. His podcasting is like, this will get him. Scottish humour and all.
Oh, mate, that's actually really nice. That's
beautiful. So now I've taken
Are you going to use that as your wallet? Was there any cards in there?
No, this was all that was in there. So, yeah. But yeah, I'm going to carry it around.
Your cousin took the cash out, didn't he?
He's welcome. Hey? To it. I can't spend it here.
Yeah.
Sterling.
Yeah, true.
All the notes were rolled up for some reason.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
As we take a moment at the end of today's show to reflect on the day that was.
Congratulations to the Lions for a great season. It wasn't the outcome we wanted. I think they could have gone further. But hey, it was what it was on Saturday night at the Gabba, even though I sort of cried and ate too much and drank too much, which is fine until the next morning when the kids don't appreciate that you had a late night.
Yeah.
And then you look at the diary and you realise you've got kids' parties all day. Never eaten so much kids' cake. You know, they always go, is there enough for the kids? I'm like, just give me one. So, thanks, but no thanks.
Stickers. Don't ever buy my children stickers.
Noted.
I remember growing up as a kid, Mum would never let us have stickers.
Oh.
She would never let us have chewing gum. She wanted to protect her carpet.
Oh.
But for some reason, my mother now thinks, oh, a little pencil pack with some stickers and an activity book is exactly what my grandkids need.
Where do they put the stickers?
Everywhere and anywhere except the activity book. We're picking them off everywhere. At one point, I found a sticker stuck to the inside of my thigh. I don't even know how it got there. Don't buy my children stickers. Please. Thanks.
Stickers it is.
Esther must have had fun.
But no thanks.
On her activity book.
Cats. You gotta love them. Spectre. The one, the cat that does stay around the house and pretends it likes us. Still don't like me, but likes cat. Noticed it had a little scratch on its side from a cat fight. Go to the vet. Shave that thing down. $264 later. Now, we know I'm not a huge fan of the cats. I really did ask Kat the question,
well, is it time?
Is it worth it? Are we getting $264 worth of love from this cat?
Well, you're not, but she is.
I am not. So, I made her pay for it. Thanks for nothing.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
There we go. That's the podcast. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Stav, Abby and Matt. Hit 105.